AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden paid a visit to the Capitol today, the first anniversary of the attack by supporters of then-President Donald Trump.
Here is the God's truth about January 6, 2021.
Biden, without saying his name, blamed Trump for the violent mob that tried to stop Congress from certifying the results of the 2020 election, won by Biden.
For the first time in our history, a president had not just lost an election, he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power as a violent mob breached the Capitol. But they failed. They failed.
The president accusing Trump and his supporters of holding a dagger at the throat of democracy.
Our democracy held. We, the people, endured. We, the people, prevailed.
Trump, in a statement from Florida, accused Biden of trying to further divide America, calling the remembrance of the anniversary of the worst attack on the Capitol since the War of 1812 political theater. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Well, it looks like he saw the speech. I guess that's good news. Maybe he learned something about what it looks like to meet the moment in the country, to meet the moment where people are hurting.
Few Republicans were on hand for Biden's speech, among them Wyoming's Liz Cheney, who's been ostracized by the party for denouncing Trump and his followers. She told NBC's Today show,
"All of my colleagues, anyone who attempts to minimize what happens, anyone who denies the truth of what happened, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. And history is watching, and history will judge them."
Her father, former Vice President Dick Cheney, in a statement, wrote of his disappointment with the failure of fellow Republicans to recognize the grave nature of the January 6th attack and the ongoing threat to our nation. This is AP News. Health officials in the U.S. and around the world are seeing an explosion in coronavirus infections due to the Omicron variant. The World Health Organization's Dr. Michael Ryan says the key to knocking down the infections is to get the world's population vaccinated.
And unless and until we get vaccines to every country, to every vulnerable person, to everyone who needs a vaccine, then I'm afraid we will be sitting here at the end of 2022 having somewhat the same conversation, which in itself would be a great tragedy.
There have been big increases in cases in every state in the U.S. Wisconsin State epidemiologist Ryan Westergaard expects the case numbers to rise.
It wouldn't shock us if we see higher case numbers this week and next week.
Wisconsin has had nearly 23,000 new cases in the past 2 days. More than 2,000 people are hospitalized in the state with COVID-19, and 464 are in intensive care, 97% of capacity. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.